This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, L'Shana Tova, Chavarim. Happy New Year, friends. Just saying. All right, I am here. I know you're thinking, Jeff, well, so what? You're always there. How is that an accomplishment? You tootled out from the main house out to the studio office at a burger joint, whatever the hell we're calling it this week, because it's no longer the Plaque Shack. And I know poor Rich has got, what does Rich have? He's got like an attic or something, right? I mean, it's hardly a freestanding building. I mean, I'm not mocking him, but, well, maybe a little bit. But no, he's trying to come up, I know, with a name for his space, which actually looks very nice. Very nice. This had been the Plaque Shack because it was festooned with plaques. Heidi reminds me these walls are the embodiment of my low self-esteem and insecurity. And, oh, by the way, and my low self-esteem and insecurity absolutely doubled down at lunch because I just got back from lunch with our general mangler, who I don't know if he hates to love me or loves to hate me. I don't know. I can't quite figure it out. But, you know, it's always a nice lunch. It actually is. And we always have a good time, and we always have at least one major dust-up where, you know, like if this were a relationship, you go, that's it, forget it, we're done. And you go, aw, well, maybe not. So we did have one of those today. Now, is this a good sign, Germ, that I don't honestly remember what the one major dust-up was? I mean, I know there was one, because he said to me, don't talk to me like that. And I said to him, don't you talk to me like that. And then it was like, are you going to finish that wine? Because he had my wine. He made me buy wine, and I wouldn't drink it because, you know, I got to come here do the little show. I have an obligation. I have requirements to hit. And, you know, people seem to think that holding this program to the generally accepted level of mediocrity is easy. And it is, but that's besides the point. I can't be intoxicated when I come on the air. That's just insane. I did that bit once. If anybody remembers WKRP in Cincinnati, remember Dr. Johnny Fever does a whole thing where he gets drunk with the Ohio State Highway Patrol? Remember that? I did that years and years and years and years and years ago on the air, and it was, whew, man, I think I still probably have a hangover from that, and I had to be essentially poured into my car, and then the worst secret at the radio factory out there was that there was a woman there. No, that wasn't a secret. Everybody knew there were women there. But no, there was a woman there, and she and I were, you know, an item. But we never wanted anybody at the radio factory to know that. We just didn't think it was good form to be a, you know, and then be working together. And it truthfully, it was one of those deals where after it became clear that Jeff, the morning guy in San Francisco, was in no condition to walk anywhere, let alone drive somewhere, and he was now totally sloshed at 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody's going to have to drive him home. And I had a buddy of mine, he and I were really just close friends, and people were like, oh, we'll get Richard to do it. Maybe he should do it. And then, you know, the lady with whom I was not involved said, I got it. And so she drove me home, and all was right with the world, except that I kind of sort of lost a day, as I recall. And then there were all these people who had been keeping, like making pretend that they did not know we were, you know. And then they all had to acknowledge, well, you know, Jeff and you know. So anyway, but I'm here. I guess that's my point. Yes. So as Jeremy has rightfully pointed out, I'm going to share this only because you said that I should. And according to the lunch, our boss loves you. He does. I just want you to know that for the record. Your Honor, let the record reflect. Actually, we all love Jeremy, now that I think about it. Jeff, Jeremy says you may never again get a chance to say, Russian my rear end off out of the gate ever again. Seize the moment and opportunity. All right, well, I was Russian. And Polish, but no, Russian for the, yeah. Anyway, so I'm here. That's the point. I have arrived. Thank you, and now the broadcast may commence. That being said, you know who's back on the air tonight? Is Jimmy Kimmel. Why? That I don't know. Except, you know what I do know? How many people, just by a show of hands, unless you're driving, how many people were of the opinion that Jimmy Kimmel was fired? Right? There were a lot of people. There were a lot of people that were firmly convinced Jimmy Kimmel had been fired. Who said that? Well, there were some people on the right who said, he was fired. We got him fired. There were those on the left who said, see, the conservatives got him fired and Trump got him fired. You know who never said that he was fired? Disney. Disney never once said, oh, Jimmy Kimmel has been fired. What Disney said all along was the Jimmy Kimmel show has been suspended. Jimmy Kimmel has been suspended. And if you forget why, oh, you know what? I think this might have been the dust up. Germ, do me a favor, because our boss did go back to the radio factory. Just tell him I cannot for the life of remember. It's only an hour ago, but we like almost came to blows in the restaurant about something, and now I don't even remember what the heck it was. But I think it might have been about Kimmel, because let's hear what Kimmel actually said.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay, so stop right there. Okay, so I think this might have been part of our dust-up. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it was. He only acknowledged the second part of that. And I said, well, no. Jimmy Kimmel flat out lied on that program. No. Well, I'm telling you, that's exactly what he did. Jerm, play it again, because we can hear exactly where Kimmel lies to the dozens of people actually watching his program.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay, so that's the lie. Everybody knew at that point that this, quote, kid was in fact a leftist involved in a transgender relationship. We all knew that when Kimmel took to the airwaves to say what he said there. He knew full well it was not true. He did it anyway. That is why he was suspended. However, people tried to have you believe, that Kimmel was fired because he was mean or nasty or insensitive or he just made a joke. There's nothing funny there. What follows that, I must tell you, was a joke and you may be you may be offended to hear this, I thought it was actually relatively funny. And that doesn't happen all that often with Kimmel. It's easily been 12, 13 years since the man was funny. But he talks about President Trump, and he lampoons him, he attacks him, but that's what he does, right? That one, as much as it may pain some people, you got to give him that one. It may not have been funny, but there was an attempt at humor when he said, well, you know, Donald Trump just mourns like a six-year-old and a goldfish. Because Trump is asked, the president is asked, hey, how you dealing with this whole situation with Charlie Kirk? And he says, well, it's nice. The ballroom. In other words, not nice that Charlie Kirk, but he says, yeah, you know, I think I'm doing okay. And take a look at the ballroom. So this is the weird thing. That was an attempt at humor. You may not have found it funny, and that's okay. I didn't find it particularly funny, but I thought, well, it's the closest to funny that this guy has ever been in recent history. But it was that first part that got him suspended. And that's why I go back to this whole idea that he was never fired. There's nothing that you will find in anything from Disney that says we are firing Jimmy Kimmel. What you will see as you look at everything, and believe it or not, I've read all of it, is that he has been suspended. Well, suspensions, as we all know, have an end date, right? Suspensions are not forever. Not like diamonds from Diamonds Direct, Short Pump, West Broad Village. No. They've got a use-by date. Hey, effective such and such a date, your suspension is over. So his suspension is over. Now the question becomes, what does he do tonight? What does he do tonight? You tell me. Hit us up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What does Kimmel do tonight? And I know this is sort of a silly question for most of us who are gathered here today, but will anybody actually be watching? I won't. But there's nothing new in that. I haven't watched Kimmel in a long time because every time I accidentally, inadvertently stumble across a show, I remind myself why I wasn't watching in the first place. But what do you think Kimmel does tonight, first night back from this suspension? Does he apologize? Does he make a contribution of some sort? Because remember, Sinclair, the biggest ABC affiliate operator, says, until he does that, we're not carrying the show. Nexstar, which you know is Channel 8, they have said, apparently, they're not going to be airing the Kimmel show on their ABC affiliates for the foreseeable future. I don't know if there's anything else out there in terms of programming. I don't know. But anyway, you hit me up. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, I'm right here, Jerm. I'm waiting for you. I hear nothing after the Winsome Earl Sears commercial, which was wonderful, by the way. Winsome Earl Sears, not surprisingly, spot on. I mean, that is Abigail Spanberger, though, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. So let me see, Jerm. I'm the one who endured a grilling, offered wine to try and get me to reveal secrets. Had to haul Tuchus back here. But you're the one who screwed it up. Yeah, and you're stone cold sober and well rested. Well, maybe one out of two. All right, let me share a couple of things coming in on the James River Air text line, all right? 833-804-1140. Jeff, I quit watching late-night talk shows after Dave Letterman and Jay Leno retired. These new hosts, including Kimmel, are so lame, I don't waste my time. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I just have been so thoroughly unimpressed by Kimmel and Colbert, and so for me, it's no biggie. I will be doing exactly the same thing this evening when Kimmel returns that I did before he was gone, not watching him. Larry in Chesterfield, Jeff, Kimmel can do whatever he wants. He has won, just like George Floyd's supporters. All right. 804, Jeff, the quote is suspended indefinitely, so most people took that as fire. Disney's interpretation meant one day. Webster's is unlimited, which means no limit. Larry in Chesterfield. All right. Jim from Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, I have $20 riding that Kimmel doubles down on his lie that it was the MAGA crowd that had Charlie Kirk murdered. Oh, God, I hope not. Joanne in Hanover, Jeff, I guarantee a Kimmel talks more trash. John from New Kent says, Jeff, it's kind of hard to be a network when your affiliates give you the finger. Lewis in Chesterfield says, good afternoon, Jeff. If he were half a man, he would swallow his pride, apologize to the Kirk family, and mention that he was terribly wrong. Tim from Henrico says, I'll bet you Kimmel will be reading a prepared statement from the lawyers. Ooh, that's possible. Ann from RBA says, good afternoon, Jeff. Doesn't matter, because neither Sinclair nor Nexstar are going to put him back on, and that includes the local station, WRIC, that's Channel 8. And then there's a bunch more. I will share those with you in a moment. It is 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
.336, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, no, it is. It's Tuesday. There's all sorts of great stuff that is going on, quite literally, as we speak, and even more great stuff that will be going on as we head through the day. And we've got some interesting thing that we're trying to help out with. You know, it is one of the things that I try and do. And that is to shine a light on some of the good people in our community who are doing some really, really good things. And this is one of them. When you talk about, as an example, Step Up, right? The Step Up for Down Syndrome 5K, the big family festival, the golf tournament that goes on. You know that our friends over there at the Virginia Down Syndrome Association do great work, and they have for an awfully long time. So I really am happy to say that Mike Baum is joining us, the executive director over there. Bring us up to speed on all of this. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well. Great to hear your voice, and I'm just so anxious to hear about all the great stuff that's coming up with the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. What we got cooking?
Oh, we like you said, people are going to be stepping up. we have our annual Step Up for Down Syndrome 5K and Family Festival, as you mentioned, Saturday, October 11th. Mm-hmm. Out at Dory Park, beautiful Dory Park, and so we're excited. It's our annual largest fundraiser, most inclusive event that we do annually. We're expecting a couple thousand people. Like I said, it starts off the day with people walking and running the 5K along the Capitol Trail there, mm-hmm. leading from Dory Park. We do an advocacy walk where our families and the general public, a lot of our partners, out there doing a short walk around the lake, and then it's lots of festival activities, fun food, fun and games, inflatables, the RVA Express train. I mean, just laser tag. Rescue nice. Pups. I mean, we got it all.
You do have it all. So what do we have to do if we want to get involved in that?
Well, once again, this will be our 19th annual, actually. And I know you've been involved. We appreciate your support for many years, just like a lot of folks in the community. We have a lot of great folks that will be out there that day. But it's really going to our website, virginiadsa.org, VirginiaDSA, Down Syndrome Association.org. Mm-hmm. And take a look at it, because the 5K is very affordable. It's a great way to come in out getting some exercise. You can hang out there for the day, bring your family. The festival's completely free for folks, but we do charge that a little bit for the 5K at 9 o'clock that morning, and then the advocacy walks at 10, but the whole day is from 9 to 1. And like I said, there's lots of activities. That's Folk Festival weekend, but we love it because we're done at 1 o'clock. We can still go have fun.
I love that.
So, but like I said, it's we're really excited, Jeff, and we have a lot of opportunities for ways to get people engaged with us, and we need it. We're doing some fantastic programs, not only in Central Virginia but throughout Virginia now. Yeah. We have served well over 800 families, and just really making a difference in the lives of individuals with Down syndrome and their families.
I love this. Now, Mike, I do have to fly a flag though, and here's something that puzzles me. You want to charge people to walk, and those who can't be bothered walking get to go for free. What gives here? Like, I would pay you not to walk. I think that is the better use of a day, but apparently I'm wrong, huh?
Well, we want to make it open to the community for those that want to bring their families out to want to do something. A lot of times, like, for example, my wife was a runner and still is. But when my kids were young, we would go out and support her running, and then we would hang out the rest of the day at whatever festival and event it is. Same concept here. Yeah. But it's obviously a fundraiser. We do want, we're raising money through the advocacy walk, raising money through the 5K. We'll have lots of things for sale that day, lots of things. But it's, we're so excited. Yeah. And we really do need the community support. And it's simple. You can go to our website, and if you can't make it, make a donation.
Want to talk about. And that's the important part. So for those who are either doing the 5K as a run or the advocacy walk, are they getting sponsors? Is that part of this? Can I sponsor a runner or something?
You definitely can, and we have, there's ways of, there's lots of teams. We have, I think we're up to 70 teams that are doing the advocacy walk. Lots of individuals, a lot of people are doing both. They'll do the 5K, and then once again, it's kind of a cool-down lap around the, with their families, et cetera, around the lake there before they continue to celebrate. But no, you can donate through that site. You can go to virginiadsa.org. You can click on Step Up, which will pop up immediately, or you can make a straight donation.
Okay.
Lots of ways to get involved. And like I said, we really, you know, we're active on social media.
Yep.
Hopefully you'll see a lot of things in the next 2 weeks because, we're excited. We're hoping to have a good crowd out there, but we need the community support. And thanks to folks like yourself, we're going to get it.
Well, I love that. So remind everybody about the website, Mike, because I do want folks headed over there either to support you directly or get some more details and show up on October the 11th and enjoy all the festivities.
Well, yep, absolutely. You can, but it's Virginia DSA, stands for Down Syndrome Association.org, and you can Google Step Up in Richmond. It'll show up. But like I said, from 9 to 1 that day, lots of activities, family-friendly. Even if you want to just come out and run or walk and then go play on the Capitol Trail, go ride your bike, or go to the Folk Festival later that day, whatever you want to do. But we appreciate being a part of somebody's schedule that day.
Okay.
And as you know, like I said, this is a big event for us, and we also have our annual golf tournament a month later on Friday, November 14th, and that's at Sycamore Creek. So I'm just putting that little teaser in there, but you can find out more information on our website, too.
Are you still recruiting for the golf tournament as well, for some sponsors?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, we definitely are. We truly need the support of everybody, and I will say this, the money, the funds that we're raising are truly making an impact in the lives of our families and the programs that we're creating and providing. So, very proud to be the executive director, and once again, appreciate the opportunity of that folks like yourself are providing and the support you've given over the years, but the community in general. So please come out and please support.
Well, we are absolutely going to do that. And again, I want people to do it. October the 11th sounds like a great day from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. The 5K, the advocacy walk, just the other fun stuff. I mean, you've got great people out there doing great stuff. What about families? You know, Mike, we talk about how you're helping 800 families or thereabouts across my beloved Commonwealth, and I appreciate that. But what if you are a family and you're thinking, wait a minute, I was not aware that this was available, or gosh, I've got a newborn and we're going to be dealing with this issue, with that issue. Can they reach out to the Down Syndrome Association, just get some information and guidance and help?
That you hit it on the head there. That is exactly what we're there for. Whether you pre-diagnosis or once you give birth and you find out the opportunity that you have an individual with Down syndrome, and how at the same time how it'll change your life, and it's not for a positive. And you know, we do things. Well, obviously resources. We do a program, Jeff, called First Call, where we reach out, where we have a relationship with the hospitals. And so we're there. We're there for them to answer questions, to show that you're not alone, and to show that this can be a fantastic opportunity, not necessarily a hindrance by any means. And that's what's special. We always like to say, looking at the abilities of the person as opposed to disabilities. And it's true. And it's like I said, we have so many success stories, so many great stories that that you've seen personally over the years,
Sure. You
know, through your times with Special Olympics. Like I was used to be involved with Special Olympics too. And there's so many great organizations and the folks that we're dealing with, obviously. So, but no, we are a service to our families by all means. We're there as a resource, there as a help, there for them to create opportunities for them to get together with other families to share stories and to share potential situations or opportunities on how we can have, like anybody, have our children grow up to make an impact once again. So we like to say too, we serve our individuals from twinkle to wrinkle.
I love that. Mike, well, do me a favor, do everyone a favor one more time. Give everybody the website, okay?
I will. Thanks again, Jeff. VirginiaDSA.org. So Virginia DSA stands for Down Syndrome Association.org. You can learn more about October 11th at Step Up. You can go on there, learn more about our golf tournament on November 14th at Sycamore Creek. Or you can make a donation or learn more about how to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. Even for this October 11th, we're still looking for folks.
Okay.
So please keep that in mind. There's lots of ways people can serve.
I love it. Mike, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you and the great team over there, the Virginia Down Syndrome Association, for what you do every day. I will look forward to seeing you very, very soon. That is Mike Baum. Mike is the executive director of the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. It's a great organization. I'm just telling you that. And they do have their big event. 19 years this has been going on. The Step Up for Down Syndrome. They've got the 5K. They've got this advocacy walk. They got all sorts of fun events and prizes, and listen, it's going to be a nice day. That's what I'm saying. 9 to 1, October the 11th, out there at Dory Park, and then you've got their big golf tournament is also coming up. It is that season, isn't it? Right, there are a lot of good golf tournaments out there. If you're a golfer, man, this is a good time to get out there and support some great charities. So VirginiaDSA.org, 346 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Coming up in a couple of moments, 4:05 to be exact, our buddy Brian Kilmeade is going to be dropping by. Did you know Kilmeade is coming to town? And he's not coming this time for one of his daughter's soccer things up here at Poor Farm Park. Because we always used to find him up there. That's where his daughters played soccer. So he was always in the neighborhood. No, he got a big one-man show coming to the Dominion Energy Center. So that's going to be exciting. It's this Saturday. I think there might still be a handful of tickets left. So we'll chat with Brian about that. We'll do that at 4:05. It is Tuesday. You know what that means, right? Craig Peterson will be along at 4:35. We'll be chatting about interwebular issues and staying safe online and what have you. Had the chance this morning to spend a few moments with Rich Herrera, who is the host of Richmond's Morning News. I was actually at the Radio Factory because I had to record Blue Friday. I apologize, man. Just a slight. There was something shiny that flew by. I think it was a squirrel in tinfoil or something. But anyway, the bottom line was this. I was at the Radio Factory this morning, and we were recording Blue Friday, and it was really, really pretty cool. And you'll hear it Friday, right? Yeah, Friday at 3:35 and 5:35. We'll air that Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. But it was the first time we had anybody from this particular agency, and that's always nice when we can expand this just a little bit throughout Central Virginia. Now, there are some agencies, I'm just going to tell you this, some of these agencies are really stretching it. I didn't know how to break it to the guys up there in Fairfax. No, you are not Central Virginia. Thank goodness. I didn't say that part out loud. No. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. So that is happening, and that'll be Friday. And again, this Saturday, Brian Kilmeade is going to be in town doing a live one-man show. I don't even know what it's about. There's so many different things that Brian could talk about if you think about it, right? Brilliant sports guy. Played soccer in college, I remember that. Political guy, to be sure, and a funny guy. So there's just any number of things that Brian could do during this show. But he's going to give us the details at 4:05. And again, we'll try and find out if there are any tickets left. The last I checked, I think there were a handful of tickets. So if you don't have your tickets yet, you definitely want to get them. And as I said, had the chance to hang out with Rich Herrera a little bit this morning. You know, Rich and I like each other. We get along very well. I'm going to be on with him tomorrow morning at 7:35. People always say, well, what is it that you're going to be talking about? I have no idea. I never ask ahead of time. I don't get any briefs. I don't need to. You know what I mean? Whatever it is that Rich throws at me, I guarantee I will be able to speak on in an informed and authoritative way. So you should be listening tomorrow morning at 7:35. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.